Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Everybody want to know what I would do if I didn't win. I guess we'll never know.
So keep your love, I don't get enough of it. Jesus just rose again.
Listen to the kids.
Welcome to Watching the Throne,
a lyrical analysis of Kanye West.
My name is Chris Lambert.
My name is Travis Bean, and there are a lot of adjectives I could use to describe a day like today. Hot? It's pretty hot out here. How about you? Is it hot in Austin right now?
Yeah, it's 93 degrees.
Yes, it's hotter there. So, wow. So hot for my place, hotter for yours. It's kind of also a gloomy day. Like, it's hot out, but like the clouds have come in and it's... There's like a big overcast. It's more than weather.
Painting a picture.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, literally the weather's that way, but like in my realm, my personal realm, my home, my mental space, it feels that way too. How about you?
So you're saying it's like a November of the soul.
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's very well put.
Which I don't know if anybody here remembers the first period or first paragraph of Moby Dick, but that's where that comes from.
Moby Dick. Oh, man. Do you think Kanye's a fan of, is it Herman Melville?
Yeah. Yeah. No.
He's chasing that big whale right now, don't you think?
In terms of trying to like get an album released?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
I think so.
I mean, that brings us to the topic of today, right?
Oh, like, yeah. Are we talking about Donda? Oh, that brings me to my last adjective for today, which is tragedy or tragic.
Yeah, man. We are, what? It is over 2 weeks from the day that we were supposed to get the album, and then now like 3 days from the second date we were supposed to get the album, which is actually the third date. So it's like July 24th of 2020, and then July 23rd of 2021, then August 6th of 2021. And now here we are on August 9th. And it's just like, all right.
Okay, sure.
So
it's the fourth date if you include Yandi.
Which, you know, Yandi went to Jesus is King. There was a completed project that came out.
Right. But Hurricane is transferred between both of those projects. So in a way, they're connected.
That is true. Poor Hurricane.
I know. Hurricane's just getting dumped on.
I mean, that was one of the big happenings between the time that we did the last video, which was immediately after the listening party, or the last podcast episode, which was immediately after the listening party, to now, is that on iTunes, Kanye has Donda uploaded. You can pre-order it. Yep. You can see that there's 24 tracks. It has a placeholder date of August 15th, which, you know, was initially the 7th and the 9th and the 13th and the 15th. They just kind of keep moving it.
It was listed as the 13th when you go to your mobile app for iTunes, but on your desktop, it said the 15th.
Well, so I'm on mobile and it says the 15th.
Oh, wait. So it was the other way around then.
Okay. Yeah. So we're just to have all these like placeholder dates, but... The second track at one point, it was like the big happening over the weekend, was that at one point one of the songs had a duration appear. So all the names are just track one, track two, track three, like duration, popularity, and price, and the rest of it's just kind of blank. Mm-hmm. But a duration appeared, and it was 4:02. And people are like, oh, Hurricane at the performance on the 5th was 4 minutes and 3 seconds.
Right.
This has to be Hurricane. And then a few hours later, sure enough, Hurricane got uploaded.
Yep.
And everybody's like, oh my goodness. All right, this is it. We have one song. Does this mean a single? Because no other songs are uploading. And then Rap Caviar, who runs a playlist on Spotify that's the biggest playlist, mentioned something about like Little Baby, Weekend, Kanye West. So everybody's like, oh, this means it's coming out in the morning. Yeah. And in a couple countries, what was it? It was Japan and Russia.
Yeah.
It actually released and then got removed. And we still don't have any updates days later.
Yeah. There was a little confusion about the Japan and Russia uploads because we weren't positive if they were real, if they were just like, I don't know. I never got real. Yeah, because like I never got clarification on like where it was uploaded. Like, was it uploaded under Kanye's page on iTunes? Because that's completely different than just like Hurricane showing up in Japan and it's just, you know, from the live performance.
I think it was a company, Yandex?
Right.
If that...
It's like a Russia's Google.
Okay. So I don't know if that's meaningful, like if they have official music or if it's something that fans can just like upload.
Yeah, it's tough to know. I mean, the one thing that sold me a little bit though was people were saying like, oh, it's just like a fan version. But the version we heard that was circulating on Twitter had The Weeknd on it, but it didn't have the choir, and the choir was live from the Donda performance. So like that would make sense that it was real. But again, like, we don't know because it's not official, and then it disappeared, you know, a few minutes later.
Yeah. And that's kind of just been the story of this album, like effervescent, ephemerate. It comes and it goes. And where is it? You know, you just keep wondering. And the latest update comes from, we have one from Casey Pluto, who a lot of fans are tired of Casey saying things about the album because it's tough since Casey is part of Yeezy Sound. He was in Wyoming with Kanye working on the first version of this album. We know he's been at Atlanta. We know he's on the album. So Casey clearly has information that the rest of us don't have. It's just whenever he's told us something's happening or coming, it's just never manifested.
Right.
And part of that is Kanye, right? There have been people since time immemorial that have been working with Kanye that try to give fans updates only for Kanye to completely change whatever's going on and for fans to be like, but you said, and they're like, what do you want from me? So Casey's the latest of that, but Casey's also the one that does it more than anyone else.
Right. That's what I was going to say is like I feel for him because he is, you're totally right. Like Kanye's probably saying it's going to drop tonight. So Casey's like, it's going to drop tonight. But it's one thing if you say like Kanye says it's dropping tonight and then it doesn't, because then it's not on you anymore. It's another thing completely when you're like, it's dropping tonight. You're going to be happy. Like you're going to be so happy you waited for this and then it doesn't come.
And then nothing. And it's been like that like consistently, like just teases and hints to where people are like very angry.
they really are angry.
Did you just get the notification on your phone from a YouTube comment?
Oh God.
It just said, I just had to block this guy at this point, which MF. literally just came through on the phone, which is talking about Casey Casey tweeted just a little bit ago. I think he deleted it already.
He did.
That they're moving to another stadium, which the Atlanta Falcons do have a preseason game coming up.
Right.
And the visitors will need the locker room. So it makes sense that Kanye has to leave the stadium at some point. But that also is kind of scary. So that's one of the latest updates, is that Casey said that. But do we know when it's happening, if it's happening, what's going to happen?
Well, I guess I'm wondering about like the implications of that, because it's not like, okay, the Falcons need the stadium and it doesn't belong to Kanye. Kanye's got to move. Okay, we get that. But like, it's one thing if you were just like, you're being kicked out of the stadium. So like, all right, I'll go to a studio, you know, where you make albums and stuff. He's going to another stadium? Like that in my mind means like, oh, he must be setting up another show. Like, why would you move to a stadium to work on your album other than like you want to appear badass, which would be like a baller move, but like other than that, like you would think you do it because like you want the space to plan another show.
Yeah, which like, is there going to be a third show? Is that what Kanye's doing to still kind of like test the next mix of the album? Which, you know, there have been people that have been sending me like tweets about this theory of the third show, ever since the second show was announced. And it was this idea that Kanye is going through Dante's Divine Comedy.
Oh, right.
In these performances. And that the first one was Kanye in hell. And that the second one is Kanye in purgatory. And then the third one is Kanye in heaven.
He did rise up at the end going towards heaven.
That's what they were saying. Like, wow. He literally rose up. So it's like the first one, he's wearing red. And he's in this barren place, which is resembling of hell. And then the second one, his room's in this isolated space, which would be purgatory. And then if you've read Divine Comedy, which I don't think many people do for fun these days.
Yeah, most people probably don't, but I would say 90% of our listeners have.
Of course. I feel like most people read Dante's Inferno in high school.
Sure.
Or at least parts of it at some point. But it goes from the Inferno, which I just read the Divine Comedy in full last year, and the Inferno is by far, I think, the best portion. It starts to stagnate, moving into the other pieces and parts. The people that you meet become less interesting. The descriptions become more poetic, but also kind of more ridiculous.
Right.
And the imagery is just not quite as interesting, I don't think. But anyway, that's getting into literary
analysis.
Welcome
back to writer talk.
Yeah. I just would be... It would be so Kanye. Like, people can see me just, like, holding my head in my hands. It would be so Kanye for that to have actually been the case the whole time.
Right.
That he's just like... I mean, this is the guy that, like, designed the Glow in the Dark tour and the Yeezus tour and conceptualized floating stage stuff for Life of Pablo. We know that he thinks big and in terms of spectacle, but would he be thinking of a multi-part performance art where he keeps delaying the album and like structuring it based on the Divine Comedy? It feels just a bridge too far for me to walk down. This was all planned the whole time.
I mean,
I don't think the Yeezus store
references Dante's Inferno, right?
It does.
So it's not like it does. Super, that makes it less far-fetched.
I mean, at least we know that Kanye is familiar with the, like, that material.
Right.
And that it could be in his mind. But I just, the idea that he would be like.
Right. I think I'm on the same page as you.
Yeah. It's just like, I am going to do the rollout this way, but the album's going to like not come out and then appear, but not appear. It just feels a little too chaotic overall for this to have been the conceived rollout.
Yeah. I think, I guess, more to me what it is like, I mean, that there could be some truth to that, but on a more practical, plain level, like, Kanye's just like making the album better and better before our eyes. And he's got a lot of money to do that, and that involves like these giant theatrical elaborate shows, like, and they're just, if this is really what we're gonna get, is that Kanye keeps rolling out new versions of Donda and each one of them gets a show like we saw the other night, like, yes, I want the album, and yes, I'll be disappointed that it doesn't come, but if that's the trade-off and like that's how Kanye wants to roll, like, that's a keen move right there. That's fucking awesome. And I guess I would strap in for that ride.
I mean, it would be nice knowing that that's what's about to happen.
Yeah.
Rather than the place that we're at right now where we're just like, is there going to be more? Is the album going to come out? Is he just going to move on from the album? Like, you think about where Kanye has been at in terms of albums since The Life of Pablo. Well, no, let's go back to Yeezus.
Okay.
So, in that time between 2010 and 2013, Kanye releases My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, goes on to work on Watch the Throne, which he was already working on during My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, but they formally launch into it January, February of 2011, or working through July, finish the album, it comes out August 10th, and then, or August 8th. And then he goes from that into Cruel Summer, and we get Cruel Summer the next year. And then we have 2 years until, or no, we have 1 year until Yeezus. So in this period of 2010 to 2013, we get four albums that Kanye works on and features prominently on, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And then he already announces that the next album is going to come out like that next year. So it seems like 2014, we're going to get this other like whole new Kanye album. Right. That stretches from So Help Me God having all these songs made to getting like released, sent away, just into the vault, morphs into The Life of Pablo, which goes through all these changes in terms of being like Swish, Waves, finally Life of Pablo. And we get the delay after the initial listening party of, is this going to come out? Is this not going to come out? And then Kanye continues to tweak the album even after it comes out, which is still cool.
Yeah.
And we still like laud, like, what a bold thing to do. But then he's going to do TurboGrafx 16 and he works on it, never comes out. And then he's going to do Love Everyone or Love Everybody.
I'm loving this, by the way. I'm reliving what it's like to be a Kanye fan.
Right, just going through the ups and the downs. It that doesn't come out. It gets switched to Ye. But instead of getting the full album, we get this 20-minute thing, right?
Yeah.
And then Kid See Ghost is one that was worked on for a year and a half from the time they initially started talking about it and conceiving of it. And that's only 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then we get Yandi, which seems like it's going to be a full-length feature album finally. Right, not this 20-minute thing. And it goes through this process of he's gonna release it, it's done, it's not done, still working on it, okay, it's delayed, but just wait, gonna go to Africa, just wait, still working on it, stretches all the way from like August of 2018 into 2019 before Jesus Is King finally comes about.
Yeah.
And then Jesus Is King goes through similar motions of he's working on it, it's going to come out, listening experience, we hear the album, okay, where's the album, month goes by, and then suddenly it drops, and it felt less so because Kanye wanted it to drop, and more so just because Consequence was like, hey, drop this. And then it came out. But it seems that ever since Yeezus, we're seeing more, I don't know if indecisiveness is the right word, but particularness from Kanye,
right,
when it comes from dropping, and inability is not the right word either.
I feel like it's more what he's, not that it's purposeful that he's not dropping the album and that's part of the lore, but like that's also kind of it, like building some sensation around the album, and that it's not ever quite right enough and I have to keep working on it, and like just having this feel of like I'm not satisfied with it until it's done. Like there's something about that I think kind of fuels the hype and maybe puts people's expectations a little bit too high, but like really gets you amped up for the album.
Lust auf besonders feine Weihnachten? Erlebe einzigartigen Genuss mit Rewe Feine Welt. Diese Woche zum Beispiel Rewe Feine Welt Schweizer Käse Trüffeltraum mildwürzig, je 150 Gramm Packung nur 3,49 Euro. Oder Rewe Feine Welt italienischer Prosciutto Crudo, roher Schinken mit Meersalz behandelt, mindestens 18 Monate gereift, je 100 Gramm Packung nur 4,29 Euro. Festlich sparen mit Genuss. Rewe, dein Markt.
I mean, it definitely works as like a marketing, like, let's get attention on the album. But I just wonder how much of it is Kanye getting into his own head about the albums and how perfect they need to be. Like, is it to the point where anything that's like a longer project that we're talking like 40 minutes plus, 60 minutes plus, is now at a point where Kanye is overthinking it, which I hope not. But we keep seeing this issue starting to crop up more and more over the last decade in terms of delays. And the last time we got an album that was that length was 2016.
Yeah. I mean, you're totally right about all those, but this rollout, at least, like, there's plenty going on and we're getting a lot of material. And again, like the theatrics, like already building like this lore around the album, and like I can start, I'm already seeing like what narrative could be unfolding, and you totally get the sense that like he's making this album for Donda. it feels like it carries way more importance than any of those previous periods you were talking about, where it maybe it did come off that way, like you're describing, like Kanye's like just indecisive and like not ready to release it, and then releases something like Ye, like which isn't fully done, you know, like it's a little sloppier. Like this to me, it doesn't feel sloppy. It just feels like a guy who like he wants to get it right, and he's not feeling pressure to drop it by a certain date, so he's just going to keep working on it.
I mean, that's the hope. It's just the question of like, when does it cross from like that to Yandy?
Yeah, I mean, the second he's not working on it anymore, I guess. But if he's always working on it and always putting out shows, I just think, again, like, I know people are going to be upset about that, but like, that's a baller move. Like, that's the kind of move only Kanye can make. Like, people can't do that shit. Like, you have to release albums and like let people hear your music and reach. Kanye doesn't need to worry about that. Like, he has such a strong base that like they're going to listen to it no matter when he drops it.
Yeah, I do like the idea of him being the first artist to tour an album without releasing the album. Is that a thing? Have people ever done that?
Chris, oh, you just upset so many Kanye fans.
Like, what? He does, like, a 5-stadium tour?
I mean, I did see that. I saw that comment on YouTube. Someone said, like, what if Kanye doesn't plan to release an album and just wants it to exist in a live setting? And it's going to come and go. And there was a comment under that comment, like, no, please, no.
Yeah, that would... I mean, right? I think that's the interesting thing about Kanye is that he could get away with doing something like that because it's like provoking, right? It is wild, and you would have people that are just like, look, we still have the music, like we all rip the album.
Yeah, right.
We all can like share it and hear it. You have like the listening event you can go back and watch. So he kind of dropped something even if he didn't release it. And with how much Kanye seems to love performance art,
yeah,
it does feel very much like performance art. And I know there have been a couple people making YouTube videos that are like, this is performance art.
Right.
And we saw in 2018 Kanye posting all those books of performance artists he admired.
Mm-hmm.
So you do wonder how much he's kind of dovetailing his love of putting on thought-provoking concerts with his love of performance art.
Yeah. You should make a YouTube video on like the performance art stuff and the Dante's Inferno thing.
Yeah.
That's cool. I hadn't thought of that, or I hadn't heard that actually.
The Dante's Inferno thing, I'm just a little skeptical because feels...
You could be skeptical about it for sure.
Yeah. But the performance art stuff, especially when Kanye, I feel like you saw the pictures of John, what was it, Boyce? Is that how you say his name?
I don't remember his name.
With the coyote?
Mm-hmm.
The picture of that where he's like wrapped in the blanket and he's facing a coyote and he's holding the stick. Mm-hmm. And how that's almost the exact position that Kanye struck when he was wearing the... like oversized coat during the performance. He wrapped it around himself and was kind of creeping around the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed just kind of like an outlandish thing to do.
Yeah.
But when somebody put it in context of those pictures, it was like, is that what he was? He tweeted those exact pictures.
Yeah.
Is that what he was channeling? Is that what he was thinking about in that moment?
Wait, Kanye's tweeted the wolf picture?
Yeah, the coyote, the guy in the room with the coyote.
Wow,
yeah.
I didn't know that. That definitely... That gives it some validity.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we're at that point of the album not dropping and having enough time to speculate and theorize and like go into the details of everything, where theories like this are starting to emerge, like theories like this in the Dante's Inferno. And it's one of those things where it's like, without more information, you can be like, but then depending on what Kanye does next, it could be like, oh.
Yeah, we're in that weird period this week, I think. Because last week, so the week after the first Atlanta listening party, like you don't hear anything, you don't know what's going on ever. And then the details start to leak out that there's going to be another show, and you can finally like take a sigh of relief, like, okay, he's going to do another show and he's still working on it. Like, that's cool. We're now back in that period where, like, we don't know what's happening this week. Like, we don't know if Hurricane's going to be a single. We don't know if he's moving stadiums, if there will be another show. Like, and you can see it. I mean, we see comments from Kanye fans all day. Like, people are getting ornery. And like I'm done with every 5 minutes. Like, I'm done with this guy. Like, this rollout's trash. It's, I'm all for building the hype and, like, taking your time. But I guess you just have to recognize that some people aren't going to stick around for that.
No, there's definitely going to be people. I mean, yeah, as you said, we've seen comments from people that are just like, I'm done. I can't take this. And it's not just people where this is their first Kanye rollout. It's people that are just like, I've done this for multiple albums now, and I'm just exhausted.
I was going to say, like, you're probably more likely to stick around if it is your first Kanye rollout.
I'm actually, like, last night, I think, was the time where I was just like, I just sat there refreshing iTunes again and again in a way that I haven't been doing. But we're also at the point where, like, I think one of the uplifting things after the first, you talked about that kind of dead period after the first listening party, there were still a lot of people we were seeing coming in and out of Atlanta. Like, he was bringing in producers still. So you're not hearing information, but you're still seeing activity.
Right.
And that ramped up. And we're barely getting that at this point. We saw that Casey Pluto was still in Atlanta, where he was talking about, well, he was actually, I think, across the street from the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And you're like, all right, Casey's there. We know this Prophet, the producer guy, was there, who I think works with Malik Yousef. And he's posted a couple photos of, like, late night stuff. Like, you just see him still in the locker rooms. But there's debates whether or not those are old photos. Like, how fresh are they? But Malik Yousef went from answering a bunch of people's questions that were commenting to now just being like, it's in Kanye's hands.
Yeah. I'm not making the album.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, does this mean that, like, other people have, like, done their job and now it's just Kanye kind of alone with the album? Like, is Mike Dean still in Atlanta or has he flown back to Los Angeles? I think people are starting to just, like, especially if Kanye has to leave to a new stadium. I think that's going to be one of the biggest, like, inflection points, because if he posts up shop at the new stadium, you're like, all right, so clearly he's going to keep working on things. Otherwise, he would have just be hanging out in the stadium. But if we just see him back in, like, San Francisco or, like, off somewhere, like, hanging out in Calabasas, people are going to be like, no.
Yeah. So I say you're totally right. As long as he stays in a stadium, like, we're in a safe place. Because he's not just hanging out in a stadium. Unless he is, which is a keen move. Like, that's awesome. But we have to assume he's working on the album.
Yeah. Yeah. And Digital Nas, who is a up-and-coming producer, 22 years old, has worked on some albums with, like, Lil Yachty, Trippie Redd. He has been all over Atlanta in terms of, like, this album and working with Kanye. He's been posting things for the last couple weeks, and he just tweeted, his last tweet was an hour ago, saying, the truth is nobody knows when it's coming out. There you have it. So after all this speculation of, like, is there a date, is there not a date, like, what's the update, it's just like, yeah, nobody knows.
it's not even that surprise. I mean, we're not in the music business. We don't know what it's like to craft the kind of songs Kanye makes and how much time that takes. And we heard from that listening party that some of the songs weren't done. Like, most of the album's done, but, like, you could tell some of the Kanye verses, like, weren't fully cooked, and people are still coming in and out of the stadium. Like, Kanye can add new features anytime he likes. Like, he's clearly working on Hurricane and, like, trying to find a perfect blend of everything. This shit takes time. It's just how it goes.
Yeah, mentioning Hurricane again, that was one of the other big happenings over the weekend, was that Mike Dean tweeted, well, first he went on to the Kanye Discord for What's Up Ever and ended up saying, like, hey, what are your thoughts on the new Hurricane? And said he was showing Kanye the comments. And that account, Mike had first gotten onto Discord a few months before and actually verified it was his account. So it was really Mike Dean. And then he posted the same thing to Twitter. Like, do you like the old, like the OG, the new version, or a blend. And everybody was just like, blend, 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 blend. Where I don't feel, like, personally, I don't feel, I feel like I just want Weekend.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And don't really care what else they, like, if they bring back elements of the OG. I'd be mad if they removed Weekend entirely. That would have been, you but know, you can't, you don't do that.
No, for sure. You know what I think I would be upset about, though? And this is pretty rare. Like, I don't usually be like, oh, Kanye, why didn't you do, you see that all the time with people. They're like, oh, I messed up the leak. Like, he took this out. Like, why did he do that? I'm always just like, I trust Kanye. Like, he always knows what's right. But if the choir wasn't part of Hurricane,
oh, yeah,
and wasn't singing along with The Weeknd, because I know that was live, like the choir was singing with The Weeknd, but man, that really elevated the song. And like, that was like a moment in a Kanye song where you're like, oh, I'm hearing something that's beyond music now.
Yeah, like the choir elements that got brought in at moments throughout the album were great and something that was missing. And maybe that's another thing to take a step back and talk about, is the fact that the first listening party, and we said this, I think, a little bit in the last episode, the music was provoking, mm-hmm. but I don't know how, I mean, you were entranced by it, but I was hesitant.
Right.
And skeptical of, like, how much do I really like everything that I heard?
And I was with you somewhat, even, because, like, I was entranced by it just because, like, holy shit, there's Kanye. And here's an album, Kanye album I've never heard. Like, the experience was entrancing. But the second party, I mean, those songs were, they really stepped up a notch.
Yeah, that was the thing. Listening to what Donda was between the first listening party and the second listening party was just completely different. The features, like the extended production, the new elements that were added,
to like songs, the long Kanye verses.
Yeah, right? Like, those were incredible. What he did to Moon, I saw people that were saying, like, I didn't think Kanye could make Moon a more, like, beautiful and perfect song after the first listening party, and then he did.
Throw a little Cudi in there.
Yeah, and Cudi, like, I think that might be one of the best Kid Cudi features.
Awesome.
Like, ever.
Yeah,
which is kind of wild to say because he's kind of like king of the of the feature, but you go from, like, you think about the difference between V1 to V2, and I think that's the hope that a lot of us are having, is just, okay, he is going to, like, is the album going to improve, maybe not that much, as much as it did between V1 and V2, but like, what more can we expect on a V3?
Yeah, right.
And kind of this refined version of the album.
Ah, man, like, that would be freaking awesome. Like, if that's what Kanye's doing, if that's the play he's going to make, I guess I can't complain. Like, again, I know people are upset and I know people want the album. I do too. But that is just, like, that's just unheard of, I think, in music. Someone on Kanye's level, like, there's always so much A&R and promotion and, like, levels that your album has to go through. Like, that doesn't exist of Kanye. Like, it is his, and he can do whatever he wants with it, work on it wherever he wants, like, bring whoever he wants in on the album. Like, he is just, like, in a place no one else is of music.
Yeah. No, it's it. Yeah, he's definitely transcending, like, the process and the system.
Yeah.
That's in place. You wonder, is this going to be something that others, I mean, who else can start renting out? Anybody that's renting out a stadium at this point, it'll just feel derivative.
Maybe not that big.
Yeah, but there's going to be something. It's like, are other people going to start doing, like, this avant-garde with their rollout? Because,
right.
I mean, I think we've talked about it before, that how succinct the Tyler, the Creator, Call Me If You Get Lost rollout was, and how nice that kind of was in the moment.
Yeah.
But also, how familiar? Lasting is that in the moment?
Right, totally. Because, like, I think it's because it's so familiar. Like, familiar in a way that, like, this is what you, someone at that level who can promote their album, like, methodically write that, like that. Like, you're kind of used to that in a way. And it's cool, and I love it. But, like, I feel like what Kanye is doing, like, that is lasting. Like, that is something we are not going to shake off, especially if this process just keeps on dragging out, keeps going on for a really long time. Like, that is just, I would think, like, it's kind of empowering to other musicians to see that, like, you can own your music and, like, get it to the point. I mean, not everyone could probably do what Kanye's doing. Like, you have release dates, like, you have certain, you know, deadlines you need to meet. But again, like, I do think that there could be some empowerment to be found in Kanye being like, well, it's my music, so, like, I'll take as much time as I want with it.
And I'm going to play some of it publicly. Like, yeah, you're going to hear it. I'm going to edit it. What this process is like. I mean, it is similar to what he did with The Life of Pablo, and it's not. I mean, with The Life of Pablo, mm-hmm. he at least released it to everybody and then was tinkering with it.
Right.
And even though we talk about that, a lot of the changes he made were very minimal.
Right.
It was like updating some of the, like, mixing and mastering. It was maybe like tweaking a drum here and there. And then there was changing a lyric on Famous, right, and then adding St. Pablo. I guess Wolves was the biggest fix.
Right.
But still, there's a pretty huge difference between what he's doing there and what it seems like he's doing here.
Yeah.
With just, like, playing the album one time through, giving us a whole updated version of the album that, what, went from 15 songs to 22 songs. It went from, like, 50 minutes to 90 minutes, or what was it? It was 84 minutes, I think it was, or 82 minutes.
Crazy.
So a whole half hour of material that we didn't see in the first show.
So the next one will be a 2-hour album.
It better be. I'm hoping for.
That's what I love about this, because I see a lot of this rhetoric online that, like, Kanye should do this to his fans, you know? And I feel the opposite. Like, I think if you're a Kanye fan, like, you are fucking eaten. Like, holy shit. Like, this guy is giving you so much insight into what he's doing. Ignore, even though we talked about Casey Politto, like, just ignore those people. It doesn't matter whoever assigns a release date to it. Like, you're seeing it, like, in the process. You're seeing Kanye work on it. You're hearing album in multiple versions. Like, that's fucking cool.
It is cool. It's just, like, attached to the idea that people want the album.
Yeah, I get that.
Like, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. That's, like, such a short-term thing. Because by the time the album finally does come out, assuming that it does come out, it's going to be something where we just think back to, like, how crazy was that rollout?
Yeah.
Like, how cool was it that we got to see this and that and do this other thing? Exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's just when you're in it in terms of, like, waiting and the anticipation, it can drive some people crazy. And even people that are, like, patient, you eventually, I think everyone has a moment where they're just like, where is it?
And I've had those moments as well, too, but for me, I guess it kind of subsides because I just remember it's Kanye. I'm a fan of Kanye West. I'm not a fan of this other guy who releases his album on the day he says he'll release it. So
imagine doing that. You know, what's funny, I just, like, looked through West Suburban just to see if there were any updates while we're talking. And 30 minutes ago, someone made a post that said, Kanye is always thinking outside the box, right? What if instead of the usual rollout of album tour, he is going on tour before releasing the album?
Yeah, I mean, people do that where I saw this band Stars. I don't know if there are any Stars fans in the audience, but they were playing their album before it released. You were hearing it for the first time when you saw them. I thought that was cool.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that was like when I saw about Cuddy in 2010, it was Man of the Moon 2 before it dropped out, or before it dropped.
Oh, right. Cool.
Though, that didn't go so
well. Man of the Moon 2.
It did not go well.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any other happenings or any other points? We talked about Hurricane, Mike Dean. We've talked about potentially moving stadiums.
Probably not anything big. I think the last thing that I think is kind of funny is when we saw the second Atlanta listening party, there's a whole song where Kanye is on a phone.
Oh, yeah.
Talking, and it, like, it kind of matches the energy of the song. Like, you think Kanye's just, like, yelling at someone, and, like, he's whatever lyrics he's yelling, you know, he's yelling the lyrics on the phone. But then at one point, you see that, like, you see a call, you see that he's actually talking to somebody. And we're just like, oh, is he actually talking to someone? And he was, right?
Yeah, Mike Dean tweeted, and maybe Mike's like just in on the joke, but it seems honest. He was just like, no, he was actually calling me about a mixing mistake.
Oh, wow.
And like, just like, oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So Kanye heard something in the mix and immediately called Mike and was just like, yo, fix that. Like, what is going on? We talked about this, but he's gesturing like the same way I've seen him gesture
right
while he's performing on stage, which I guess he's just that self-aware, or maybe that's how he's just angry.
I'm amazed Kanye could hear the mix that well in that stadium. Maybe they fixed the sound, yeah. But when we heard it, like, I could barely understand what was happening half the time.
You know, I saw some videos that people took from inside the stadium, and the sound quality seemed better from like their videos than videos from our listening party.
Well, so that maybe is good.
It was a little fixed in a way. Though I talked with somebody that was actually at the Madison Square Garden show. I was like, hey, how was the audio when, like, for Life of Pablo Yeezy Season 3? And I was like, how was the audio when you were there? And he said it was awful. Like, you could barely, like, hear the album, yada, yada, yada.
Wow.
I was like, okay, so maybe that's just...
Yeah, right.
It was Life of Pablo 2. It was this. Maybe just going to the stadium listening parties is not a good way to experience things.
Yeah. Visually, yes. Maybe not audio-ly.
Yeah.
Achtung, es folgt eine wichtige Botschaft Ihres Mobilfunkanbieters.
Ey Mann, es gibt Leute, die drücken immer noch zu viel Knete ab.
Nein, nicht frisch.
Der Barra ist ja irgendwie smarter.
Ja, smart.
50 GB für nur 8,99.
Wenig Knete.
Ich zahle doch nicht mehr für weniger.
Nee, das wäre auch schön blöd.
Le
Barra, deine Knete, deine Entscheidung.
Nice.
Alle Details zu unseren Tarifen finden Sie unter lebara.de.
I think the last thing, though, is that the black, right? The black album cover.
Yeah, so that's the other thing. When the album cover first... When the pre-order first appeared on iTunes, it had an all-black square. And people just assumed that was a placeholder until the actual album cover got revealed. But then that persisted. And then Kanye changed his artist profile picture in Apple Music to be all black. Mm. And shortly after that, Spotify and YouTube updated to all black as well. And then actually in Times Square, an advertisement went up on August 6th for the album saying Donda by Kanye West now streaming everywhere.
Oh gosh.
Which is just
wow.
Yeah. What a lie. But that was also just all black. So you've had multiple aspects of the release be this all black cover, I guess.
Right, whatever.
So, we're thinking at this point that might be the final cover for Donda, which people have thoughts on. I mean, on the one hand, we know that black is associated with mourning, loss, memorial. You know, you think about people that wear black after losing a loved one. You think about anniversaries of like mourning, people wear black. Mm. So it's something that has been culturally relevant for centuries.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, there have been other artists that have released albums that are like black albums, right? Lupe Fiasco had one that was just the all black cover. Jay-Z literally has an album called The Black Album.
Yeah.
So while it is fitting, and while it's not like other artists can't do that, or like a white album that the Beatles had, I think people are just more excited for like art. So sure. There have been mixed reactions to if this is the cover, how well it goes along with the topic at hand. But at the same time, is it too similar to what some other artists have done?
Yeah, or is it just like it's not an album cover and it's more symbolic of like you don't know what's happening. Like it's just black. Like he's removing all mystery from or adding all the mystery to it, I guess. Like you're just not, it's Kanye will be done with it when he's done with it.
We saw that he was using the loading, like the Apple loading icon between the first and second listening parties. So it could just be that this is what he's using between a second and third listening party, if he really does have a third listening party in mind. We'll see if he ends up updating his whatchamacallit, his Instagram
right
to that, which at that point it's just like, okay,
yeah,
what's happening now? I mean, at this point it's already what's happening now, but
yes, all the time.
All the time. Yeah, let me just check iTunes real fast.
Chris, this is sad.
It is sad.
Okay, I'll check Spotify, yeah, though. You check iTunes, I'll check Spotify.
Yeah, you still can't play Hurricane.
Here, well, it could be different on Spotify, though. Hold on, hold on. Kanye West, it's black. No, nothing.
Does it say Hurricane on Spotify?
Hurricane?
Like, under Donda? Oh, no, it doesn't have Donda.
No, yeah, there's nothing on Spotify.
Okay, okay, okay.
Can you check Deezer?
Yeah. Deezer probably doesn't.
You check Deezer. I'll check Pandora. I mean, I know Pandora doesn't list albums, but like if I do Hurricane Radio, like maybe something will pop up.
You know what's annoying about Deezer? Just like a side vent.
Go for
real
it.
Fast. I used Deezer for a few years and had like the premium, like high quality plan, and I would still get pop-ups as like a paid customer. You open it and it's just like, where did July go? Check out the best hits from last month. You're like, I don't want pop-ups.
Yeah, no.
Like, I don't want you advertising to me when I'm paying for music. And that's so frustrating.
Yeah,
so Deezer is also blacked out.
Hmm. Okay.
And
No Donda?
No Donda.
Okay.
No na-na-na, no Donda.
Na na na.
That was the other
god.
That was the other thing. Yeah, he did remove na 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 from
Weird.
Streaming services.
I don't think I get that one.
So there were two potential reasons for it. The most recent and obvious, I guess, would be DaBaby. With the controversy that DaBaby had with like some homophobic comments at Rolling Loud,
right,
and the fallout from that, Kanye could just be like, yeah, I don't want like that
he's existing. Got a lot of problematic people on some of his songs, so
yeah, right, so that could be the reason. The other reason is that the entire foundation of that song was that it was a group in Kentucky was testing the online polling systems and the data from the presidential election ahead of the actual voting day. And they posted, if you were to vote on the poll, it showed you the results so far. And it said that Kanye West was leading in votes. He had 40% of the votes compared to Biden and Trump and other people. And it was something like 60,000 people had voted. So it seemed like Kanye was the leading vote getter in all of Kentucky. And that got posted to social media. And then Chanos, who was going by Excitebike at that time, who is now Junyo Watanabe on Twitter, sent it to Consequence. And Consequence showed it to Kanye.
Oh.
And we got that video of Kanye like freaking out. He posted it to Twitter of him jumping around and being like, do you see this?
Yeah.
Look at these numbers, and freaking out and all excited. And then he went and recorded Na Na Na. And then it came out that those were actually just placeholder numbers and actually not.
Right. Of course they were.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it could be that Kanye, like going back and looking at his Spotify in preparation for releasing Donda, was like, oh, no, no,
oh, yeah, I forgot to release that song.
Yeah, like take that down. Like I made that because I thought I was winning and I definitely did not win.
I'll add a third theory to the mix.
Yeah.
Na 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 is going to be on Donda and he wanted to rework it. And he's like, ah, get rid of that old one.
If that happens.
It wouldn't fit, but hey.
It wouldn't fit. And you, there was Na Na Na, Na 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 remix, and we only heard 22 songs at the listening party, and the track list on iTunes is 24 songs.
So both Na 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 and the remix are going to be on the album.
Could you imagine?
That would be, and they're the last two songs. You get No Child Left Behind, then Na Na Na, then the remix.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's another thing to talk about is that Hurricane is now the second song.
Yeah.
At least as much as you can believe this track list right now, right? I mean, it could be that this is just a placeholder. They moved it up to the second song. But why upload it as the second song if it's not going to be the second song?
Yeah. And if you don't know the order of the album and are just ready to put it out.
Yeah. So that would be different than what they heard in Vegas and the track list in Vegas. It's different than the track list we heard at the first listening party where Hurricane was in the middle. And then at the second listening party, it was at the end. It was the penultimate or the... Was it the second to last or third to last song? Third to last.
Fourth to last.
Fourth to last?
Or maybe you're right. Maybe third to last. It wasn't second to last.
No, I think it was 20 of 22.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. Third to last.
Okay. So I thought it fit really well there too, especially with how cathartic and kind of consequential Weeknd's final outro is.
Right.
Like this idea that you're like finally walking on water. You go from that to no child or to whatchamacallit?
24.
Yeah, to 24 to
no child
one more and no child left behind.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, 24 was like combined with another song they said.
So like that would have been epic. Like that's really cool. So for it to go from like near the end in this climactic song to starting the album is an interesting choice as well. And what does that mean for the rest of the track list? Like how much of what we heard at the listening party was actually the structure of the album?
Yeah, true. I mean, Ultralight Beam went from the last song to the first song. Like, I feel like Kanye's pretty good at being able to tell where songs should go. So I kind of trust him on sequencing usually.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Life of Pablo did have that. Like one of the things we go back to with the Life of Pablo is that Father Stretch My Hands and Famous were always near the top.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, it was always FML, Real Friends, Wolves.
Right.
So you had these like anchors, but things were moving, kind of bouncing between them with Ultralight Beam being the one that was either like, this is the conclusion or this is the opening.
Hmm. And it made sense in both places, really. So,
yep.
Until we actually hear, you know, the full lyrics and understand what the album's doing, it probably will seem weird that he moved it from the end to the beginning.
Right. You just have Junya Watanabe as the last song. Like this is the climax.
Just remote control, and it's an extended version, 12 minutes long, and he just like repeats it over and over.
I'd be fine with that. Extended Remote Control is a song I actively enjoy.
Yeah, it's great.
First version Remote Control would have been my least favorite Kanye album song.
Yeah.
So, it's amazing what 2 weeks can do to a song.
I tell you what, hey, what could 2 more weeks do to Remote Control? It might become your favorite Kanye song.
It just becomes a transformer and it keeps like getting bigger and more dynamic. Yeah.
Oh man, I'm hyped. I mean, I know this, we're in a spot where we don't know what's going on and it's frustrating we don't have an album, but like I'm ultimately hyped and I love all this.
Yeah, it is fun. It is something where like the community just really does get to bond over the pain, over the excitement, and we'll just see what's in store for us over the next week. Ideally, by the end of this week, we hear something. Like, I would assume that by the end of this week, we'll know if Kanye's like moving stadiums. We'll know if like what a potential like next listening party could be, or just what the next goal line would be for this album. So
maybe he's going to visit every NFL stadium in the country.
That would be one way to go about it, you know?
Yeah, and it's just like that way you don't have to release like a tour date schedule and like build up hype. Like you just never know where Kanye's going to go next. And then you find out he's going to be playing in, I don't know, Milwaukee or some shit. And they're just like, oh, and like people are rushing to Milwaukee.
It would be fun. I'm hoping like instead of staying with like football stadiums, he stays with like soccer stadiums.
Ooh, yeah.
And ends up coming down to Austin FC.
Yeah.
And stays here.
Yeah, because you don't really have any sports teams.
Just the new soccer team.
Ooh, yeah. Hey, and Kanye, Chicago, lots of stadiums for you to choose from.
People are talking about him going to like Soldier's Field or Wrigley. I'm just imagining Kanye in like old ass Wrigley.
Yeah.
He'd be like, this was a huge mistake. But we know he's like a Comiskey guy.
Yeah.
He's more aligned with the White Sox than he is the Cubs.
Or, oh, wait, what's it called now? It has a different name. It's not even Sell Your One anymore. Oh,
yeah. It's not Comiskey.
Everyone calls him that.
Yeah. It's just like Jacobs Field. People called it Jacobs Field for so long that it became Progressive. And now people finally started calling it Progressive, but it took a while.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all that we got, I think.
Yeah. Wow. We talked for a long time for a 3-day period where nothing happened.
I know, right? Just these little odds and ends. But there's just a lot to express. This is emotional, you know?
There's more to talk about when Kanye isn't releasing music than when most people release music.
Yep.
Crazy.
Yep. Yeah. Like, how wild is that?
I mean, especially if you're a crazy Kanye fan like us.
I know. And is he still just waiting for Drake to drop? Is that the ultimate thing?
Oh, God. I hope. I don't know. I don't want to see any beef there. I would rather just avoid that.
I know, especially because we heard that like Kanye may have a verse on the Drake album.
Yeah. So especially if that's happening, like, I don't even think that would be in Kanye's mind to release it on the same day.
No. All right. Well, we'll check back in.
Yeah.
We will check back in.
If more stuff happens this week, maybe we'll talk again this week.
Yeah. Otherwise, we're going to look to start our My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy season.
Yeah.
So
that would be crazy if we were doing that while, like, we finished the whole My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy season while Donna still hasn't released.
I would be upset.
I am waiting to see how I would feel.
That's a much more mature way of going about it, where I'm just like, nope.
Yeah,
I'm unhappy.
I might be pushed to the edge if that happened, though.
Yeah, so if you'll have new like lyrical analysis content coming up, I guess next week, either way, because either this album comes out. Oh, no, because if you go on vacation, or no, when you go on vacation, say the album dropped Friday.
Yeah. We wouldn't release any episodes next week then. You know what? We would probably have to do an emergency recording session and like I could talk on my phone or something.
Yeah, we'd have to do something like that. Or I'd have to do what you did while I was away for Jesus is King's release and just like get other people to guest and we just kind of talk about like first reactions to the album and what are you excited about and blah, 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 blah. And then be like, all right, Travis is back. Let's get to it.
I really think Kanye's trolling us. Like, I joked before, but, like, now I'm starting to wonder. Because he was supposed to release Yandi on my wedding, like, a time I would have been excited about it, then did it. Then keeps releasing albums right when we're going on vacation. Like, Kanye, what are you up to?
Yeah, like, waits for me to go on my honeymoon. It was supposed to, there was, like, a month between when Jesus is King was supposed to come out and me being on my honeymoon. And then Kanye is just like, nah, I'll wait.
Yeah, he found out when you're going on your honeymoon. He's like, all right, let's work on it for a month then and tinker with it.
Yeah. God. Let's see.
I gotta be honest, I'm a little flattered, but I wish you would stop, Kanye.
Yeah, I have a trip in September, so maybe that's, if he doesn't drop on your trip, maybe he's gonna drop on my trip.
Probably one of them.
That's our guy.
Yep.
All right, well then.
Well, until anything ever happens, stay wavy.
Yep. Or not. No, do.
And keep it loopy.
Keep it loopy. And I am. And they ask me, I tell them. Raise your glasses to the sky. This is the last call for alcohol.